Hello, good evening. My name is Zindokuhle Pembe, and welcome to Seasoned, the Bible study podcast where God is seasoning us through every season of life. You know what we say at the Seasoned podcast. We say, do not despise the day of small beginnings because, well, God looks at them and he is pleased. What else do we say at Seasoned podcast? The only thing we are serious about here is what? Is God. Otherwise, relax, put on your bonnet and your pajamas, because that is literally the anointing in which I roll. Okay? And let us listen to what God has to say. We are going to start off in prayer, and then I'm going to roll you off into three sections, or depending on however that God may lead us in today's episode. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, God Almighty, you are the Almighty God, you are the King, you are the Jehovah Jireh, you are the Jehovah Elohim, El Shaddai and Adonai. Heavenly Father, God Almighty, I commit this episode of Seasoned unto you. Lead me, O God, guide me, O God, use me, O God, the way that you want to use me, and let it be unto the glory of your name. Father God Almighty, I pray that it would be none of me, Lord, and that it would be all of you in this very time and in this very moment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right. So, first of all, I have three segments. The first segment is that I tell you about my week. Anything, just a raw, authentic moment. The next segment is then the word. And then lastly, it is the challenge for this week. Now, about the week and about the challenge for the week and about the word, the Lord God Almighty has given us prompts for this week. So, let me tell you, the word is usually linked to whatever I'm going through that week, okay? So, with this journaling prompt that God has given me, I noticed that there's absolutely no response on TikTok. The struggle bus is on YouTube trying to get these episodes going. And, you know, it has just not been very easy. So, anyway, about my week, people, I want to share. I feel led to share that by the grace of the Almighty God, God has been helping me and has been gracing me to share and step out of my comfort zone and go on to TikTok and YouTube and now Pinterest. So on my Pinterest, it's just me, you know, as a basic human being. Like how you can tell I'm breathing heavily. No, I wasn't on a run. I just ate too many cookies, okay? Because I was like between trying to step out of my comfort zone and eating cookies, I have to pick one struggle, okay? Is already uncomfortable sharing a piece of myself or with the world. And so I might as well eat cookies while fighting the good fight of faith. It is not recommended, people, but that's what I've been doing. Okay, so I've been just up and down. And I really thank God for his grace. I really thank God for the response. I really thank God for the comments and the interaction. But I just want to say, and I want to come on here and say that Seasoned and all these things, for me, it is not about building a brand. It is not about building a platform. It is merely about preaching the gospel and hopefully by the grace of God, bringing as many souls back to God and bringing many souls into the alignment and the understanding of God. Also just trying to help you understand that I'm just an ordinary girl. I try my best to present myself on TikTok and on all platforms as natural as I can. One would say as naive as I can. Not because I'm trying to downplay the seriousness of God's work, but I do believe that it is important in this day and age to, show true authenticity of what you are. And not always try to present a perfect picture. We are different. That is my own opinion. I just feel that if I come and you see me, I'm regular. I have on my bonnet. I have on my gown. I'm breathing heavily. Maybe it will help you to see that God is present in all of us. God loves all of us. God uses anybody. And I'm not perfect, and God is not for the perfect. He is for all of us. Okay? So that is the goal. So whether you're listening today, it's your first time, welcome. Too seasoned, honey. Your girl is breathing hard this week. Let's hope this upcoming week I'm going to slow down on the cookies. Okay? Now, on the word for this week, we are going to read Psalm chapter 133 from verse 1 to 3. To be honest, sometimes I don't know how it's going to go, but I just want to speak about something that God put in my heart about anointing and leadership, okay? And something that we need to know as the young generation. So let us go to Psalm 133, verse 1 to 3. The Bible reads as thus: How wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony. Verse 2 is my focal scripture. For harmony is as precious as the anointing oil that was poured over Aaron's head, that ran down his beard and onto the border of his robe. Harmony is as refreshing as the dew from Mount Hermon that falls on the clouds of Zion. And there the Lord has pronounced his blessing, even in everlasting life. Now listen, the part that I want us to focus on is that the anointing oil was poured over Aaron's head. It ran down his beard and onto the border of his robe. In other version, it would tell you that it went to the tassels of his garment, okay? And we know that that is significant because when the woman with the issue of blood went to touch Jesus, she touched the hem of his garment, okay? Now, what I want us to talk about, what God has put in my heart, is that first of all, many of us are going to move into a space of leadership. If you are young or old and you are here, just know that God is going to move you into a space of leadership one way or another. That could be you as a mom, that could be you as a daughter, that could be you as, I don't know, a teacher or whatever that you do, but in one form or another, God is going to move you into a form of leadership. And now, for some of us, you are called. And some of us, God has given us purpose, vision, and dreams. And it is time for those purpose, vision, and dreams to come to pass. So, you have moved from a place of looking at the leader to becoming the leader. So, you've moved from the place of where you were actually grabbing oil at the bottom. And now, oil is flowing from the top of your head, and now people will be grabbing at the border of your own garment. Now, I want us to know that when we grab oil from the border of the garment of Aaron, so from the border of the garment of the leader, and please, I'm not like, I didn't study theology, I'm not being correct, I'm just like explaining this as I am led and as I understand it. Okay, you have to understand that whatever was on Aaron's head, on Aaron's face, on Aaron's beard, and on the rest of his body will flow down to the oil. Now, what does that mean? It means that his characters, personalities, quirks, everything, when the person touches the oil, all of that which embodies him, because for it to reach the border of his garment, it has gone through every part of his body, okay? So for it to get down there, every embodiment of who he is, whoever touches down there at the border of the garment, say for example, as with Jesus, you basically tap everything from the anointing. Why is this important? Okay, it means that when you take, or when oil is flowing from your head or from a leader's head, you don't just take only the positive things. You also take everything, the spirit of the leader, the quirks of the leader, even sometimes the things that God is still dealing with and helping the leader through. It could be anything. That is why it is important to make sure that when you are submitting under a leader, you are sure of the integrity and the relationship of that leader with God. Because if the leader has a certain struggle, for example, a certain weakness, the oil, when it flows from his head down to the border of his garments and the people touch, okay, that weakness is also transferred unto you. You don't just get the strength only. So what God laid in my heart was that even us, I think we just move through life. We think we are given this purpose. In fact, what God laid in my heart is that most of us, including myself, we are just moving, and some of us understand that we have a purpose and a dream. We understand that we have been called, but we are just moving, basically. Most of us are just living. Like, what I'm trying to say is that we are living from a place of me, a place of me. We are not understanding that your position and your role in the world has influence on the next person, and not just that it flows. If you are a child of God, your oil will flow and it will influence people. If you will be the head of a home, if you will be a mom, some of you are already moms, that anointing will flow to your children. So if you are dealing with insecurity, yes, your children will take that strength of you as a prayer warrior, but they will also take that insecurity if you do not deal with it. Yes, if you are a father or a male figure, and maybe you walk in integrity, but maybe you struggle with an attitude, for example, or you struggle with lies, for example, the oil in you will transfer the integrity maybe to your kids as a leader, okay, or as a boss in your workplace, or as a person of influence. Everybody is a person of influence, and I need the millennials to really get this, because you're just moving like, oh my God, you know, living my best life, for example, entering my 30s, entering my 40s, oh my God, what's going to happen? You need to start taking your role in the world seriously. You need to start seeing yourself as a leader. You need to start seeing yourself as a person of influence, okay? And when you start seeing yourself like that, that will help you not just only in yourself, but in how you impact the world. So, this is the challenge of the week. We have a 3-day journaling prompting challenge that we are doing. So the first day of the challenge, I already posted on TikTok. I said, if you were a leader right now, and you view yourself as a leader right now, number one, what do you think that people would take from you? Both negative and positive. Okay, what do you think that people would gain from you? Okay, so then I looked at myself. I didn't give the example, but let me give it on the season podcast as an exclusive. Okay, so for example, positively, I don't know. Maybe let's say I'm a little bit quirky. Let's say that would be a positive, like a free spirit. Let's say that maybe that would be something that is positive that people would gain from me as a leader. I'm very easygoing. Really, I am. I don't think everything is a big deal. I think there's many ways to see a thing, and I think there's room and space for everyone. But what is another thing? Another thing is that that same thing in turn for me could work sometimes as a strength and as a weakness, because I do not mind to come up on TikTok, for example, with my morning face and my eyes crusty. And while that doesn't really matter to me, I realize, oh God, made me to realize that I have a responsibility towards other young people and towards the younger generation and other young people in actually how I present myself. I have a responsibility in how I communicate hygiene and cleanliness and representing God's kingdom well, okay? So there it is. Another one, for example, neatness and tidiness. Because I am so free-spirited, I am not exactly the most a precise and neat of people. I am working on it, especially based on this word. So now picture that people were touching on the hem of your garment. What would they touch and get? And the second part of the challenge of day one was, what do you think that God wants you to be, or wants you to get, or wants you to transfer? Okay? And that one requires prayer. But sometimes you can answer it quite immediately, like me. You have a responsibility in how you present yourself. Because honestly, the eye is the window to where? To the soul. Okay? It doesn't mean to put peer pressure on you as young people, or as a young person, old or whatever. But it does mean that I am representing the kingdom of God and how people will see God and how God is represented. And eyes on Christ is not exactly the best thing. Okay? Now, day two. Day two is now taken from the book of, I think, the book of Isaiah. And it talks about the lie. But I don't know. I feel that maybe I should stop here. And then maybe we'll continue with day two on the next segment of the season podcast. I like to keep these podcasts to 15 minutes because I know y'all got things to do. I apologize for not filming this in video format because, no, seriously, I apologize for not filming this in video format because I'm dealing with a lot of space issues and, you know, the small beginnings, people, the small beginnings. But by the grace of God, God will help us and we'll have the right equipment and things to get everything on video platform. So from me, Lindokuhle Pembe, thank you for listening to Seasoned, the podcast where God is seasoning us through every season of life. Once again, I'm channeling my inner talk show host, and once again, do not despise the day of small beginnings, because when God looks at them, when he looks at your seed, he is what? He is pleased. Before we exit this place, let us pray. I want to encourage you that take every one of these prompts and challenges seriously. If you really do, it could really bring clarity. It could really be something that God uses to change your life. Most of the time, I don't know myself what I will say, but God just leads and guides. Okay, let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for the season podcast this week. We thank you, God Almighty, for the challenge. We thank you, God, for your leadership and guidance. We thank you, God, for everything that you have done and everything that you continue to do for us. Holy Spirit of God, as I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, show us, what do you want us to be? What kind of anointing and transference individually in our hearts, in our lives, that what is the impact you want us to make through people? And Father, how do we get a reach and a hold of that? Father, we thank you that as we go on this journey, you continue to guide and lead us in every way. We thank you, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, then. My name is Lindokuhle Pembe once again. Thank you for tuning in to Seasoned, the podcast where God is seasoning us through every season of life. Again, same time, same place next week. Bye.